Good morning. Good morning. It's I'm making a cup of tea, and I'm just taking the tea bag out of the tea caddy, which says the original Suffolk canister, ideal storage at home or on safari, made by Henry Watson Pottery England, founded 1800. The kettle's ready. This is the water going in. I'm pouring boiling water straight onto a Barry's tea bag. Yeah, Barry's tea. And for those of you who are really big into Barry's tea, the company was founded in 1901. And the carton is 100% recyclable. And it's gold blend I'm having this morning. Gold blend. Now, the next thing I need is a teaspoon to press against the sides of the tea bag, thereby turning the liquid browner, and fishing that out with the back of the spoon and pulling out the drawer and dropping it on top of the bins, and noticing that I must empty the bins soon again. So I'm looking down on the dog, who's got food in front of him, provided by my daughter, who I use some form of incentive to get her to do her job of the day. I've got a couple of rolls here taken out of the freezer. They'll have to be microwaved, I think, at this stage, because otherwise they won't be soft enough to turn into sandwiches or food for Omani Tata. She goes off to her summer camp this morning. It's now 8:37, I see. Oh. The tea is going down the back of the throat, down into the tummy, and warmth is spreading from the inside out. The microwave has beeped. I hope I haven't overdone them. No, they're soft, lifting on squidgy rolls of bread now. Put them down on top of a chopping board. Yeah, chopping board here. Chopping board from Olive Wood. Yeah, my mother bought me that some years ago in Cyprus, I think it was. Or from one of her travels. She was a very well-travelled woman for a while. Anyway, that's a fine piece of wood that looks like a meat cleaver, actually, but writ large. Anyway, this is today. I see a banana. Yes, I see a banana. I definitely will add that to my stack. I'm leaning across a jigsaw, which hasn't been made. Grabbing a banana, putting that down. I think the next thing would be a cereal. Yes, what about a breakfast cereal? Right, reaching in, grabbing an unopened pack of Super Value Supreme Muesli. This company was formed about 18... Well, the company that owns this, Musgrave, this brand, was formed in about 1845 or 1855. Anyway, that's a delicious blend, as you're practicing reading, of grains, fruits, nuts and seeds. But that's not enough seeds. I got a little thing here. Get a load of this. This is the breakfast seed box. Glass see-through with a wooden top on top of it. Have a bit of that, yeah. I think the next thing I could do with... Yeah, you do have to get a bowl out of the bowl cupboard. And to go with the bowl is a spoon. So get one of these little pale blue handled spoons. Stick it into the seeds just for fun to see. Mix them up a little bit. I see pumpkin seed. I see sesame seed. I see some other ones I can't remember the name of. What else do I need? Oh, you got it. Absolutely right. First time. Milk. Good idea. Golden Vale fresh milk, a natural source of calcium. The Irish Dairy Council, formed in the Republic of Ireland, they put some mark on it, and it's even got a little shamrock. today is Spy Wednesday. This is the Judas Day in my book, the day that Judas went and pushed the button to start the process and went by getting the money. Remember? I was brought up on this stuff, by the way. Oh, actually, while I'm at it, time to get Omani Todd's breakfast out. Oh, accident. Did not mean to turn on anything. Oh, God, there's somebody at the front door. Oh, my goodness, it's my brother Peter, and he's early. Come in. Well, come in. You have to come in. You have to come in. I can't give you the thing you've come for if you don't come in.
Oh, I see.
Hey, Rocky. Right. Oh, God. Where's the bit of thing I have to give him? I've got to give him a piece of paper. Right. We better pause the recording while I have a mini crisis. Oh, my God. That was my brother. Just arrived. And I'd completely forgotten they were coming. On their way to Belgium, so they collected a car parking ticket. That's another story you don't want to know about. And they're gone off to the airport now. And no, you may not have any chocolate at all. At all. I told you that the chocolate is only for you when you've got everything dressed. Eat proper breakfast. That's for your lunch. Yes, this is life. Another mouthful of tea is badly needed. I broke off the recording for about 4 minutes. And during that 4 minutes, one of the things I did is walk outside in my bare feet. Holding the lead of the dog as I walked over to the car. Apparently, the M50 in Dublin, two lanes are out and there has been snow.
Where is the special K?
Where is the special K? It's up here with the wine.
Why did you put it up there?
I keep the special K with the red wine.
That makes you stupid. Cereal does not mix with wine.
Have you ever tried breakfast cereal with red wine?
Horrible.
You never had it?
Horrible. Just hot.
Oh, the things you have to deal with when you're a father. Honestly.
Yeah, just the things that you have to deal with when you're a kid. Can
Megan
come to the camp?
No.
Why?
Because you're going. I haven't got a ticket for her. You're going yourself. Right. Okay. What else is left to be done? My breakfast. Exactly. Here I am. Going on about everybody else and forgetting about myself. It's time to get my own bowl. No one else will get it for me. Put it up here beside the Norton Anthology of Poetry and the old battered iPhone that I keep for reserves and the keys, which are there. And it's about time I got a big glass bowl out of the cupboard here. Oh, I think I have one vice. I'll have a little sugar. And we'll get the very big, large glass bowl, the kind that you used to put sweets in the old days, or glass jar, rather. Open it up. It's completely empty. And now I will fill it with the muesli. And then when it's been filled with the muesli...
Oh, you'll be a stupid dad.
I told you I'm silly, not stupid. How many times... How many times do I have to tell you?
I forgot that you were stupid, not silly.
Excuse me? What did you say?
Stupid, not silly.
Silly, not stupid. Right? Right. Oh, dear. What a life. That's what I say. What a life. Here goes the... There's the muesli in there. Now, where did I put the seeds? In the excitement of the arrival of the brother, his wife and three children in a car and walking outside on the frozen, well, not quite frozen, on the very cold ground.
With bare feet.
With bare feet. While my daughter was very reluctant to shift herself from that TV sofa, but she's now used her entire quota of TV for the day, used it up in the morning, so there'll be no TV tonight. orange juice being consumed here. And have you got yourself a spoon? Anyway, here we are. Good, the dog is now sprung into action. Let's hear from the dog. Come on, Rocky. Eat your breakfast. I think they're much more interested in the sound of the dog crunching his breakfast than they are in me. Okay, so folks, this is a little snippet. Actually, you haven't...
Rocky, close your mouth when you're eating and use a knife and fork. I'm serious.
This is the sound of one hand clapping. No, one hand banana cutting. Actually, it's two hands to be exact. But the pieces of banana are still held, well, are dropping from the skin, which has been pulled back, and they're thumping onto the muesli below.
On the stupid muesli, with the stupid dad, with the stupid ball.
My daughter's a stand-up comedian. Ooh, I very nearly. I'm.
What did you call me?
A stand-up comedian.
I might be small, but I am tough.
The thing I nearly did was pull the iPhone onto the ground because I've got headphones in. And I have got the iPhone resting on the counter. And I am pouring the milk on top of the mixture of muesli and seeds and stirring them around. And looking at the clock and
probably thinking that he's a really stupid man to put banana in his cereal.
Do you know, some days I even put iPhone in my cereal. I have been known to eat an iPhone for breakfast, you know. Now, this is
even
me
stupider.
Rubbing hard lumps of dark musk, whatever you call that, very, very dark black sugar, almost. Rubbing the sugar between my fingers, breaking off little fragments of it with my nails, so that sweetness falls into the mixture.
You're doing it.
I am. I'm breaking up sugar and putting a little bit in here.
That means I can do it.
Not refined sugar, of course. I feel very righteous this morning on Spy Wednesday. So let me think, who do I think of on Spy Wednesday? Well, I think of two people in particular, two people I know are deeply steeped in the traditions, Pilgrim Chris and McColgan. So just nodding in their direction, and also to the Church of Ireland, Bishop of Cork, Paul. So there we are. I wish you all a very, very good Spy Wednesday. Bye.